WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley is vowing to keep on fighting for the Republican presidential nomination, even though there's virtually no way for her to win. Here's ABC's Alex Brochet in South Carolina, where Haley was badly beaten over the weekend.
Donald Trump barreling into Tuesday's Michigan primary, fresh off a 20-point victory in South Carolina.
Now there's a spirit that I have never seen.
He's now the first non-incumbent Republican presidential candidate to sweep Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. And the Trump campaign is burning through cash. Year-end disclosures showing his political fundraising committees spent more than $50 million on legal fees related to the former president in 2023.
Haley says she will stay in the race until Super Tuesday on March 5th, vowing to get out after Super Tuesday. RNC Chairman Ron McDaniel, who was handpicked by Donald Trump. When the stock market opens this morning, Walgreens will no longer be included in the Dow Jones averages. It's being replaced by Amazon. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The city of Toma is recovering after a fire tore through a small business on Friday night. According to the Toma Fire Department, it took nearly 9 hours to put out a fire at Sassy Girl Aroma. According to a press release, the Toma Fire Department was joined by numerous other first responder departments, such as the Oakdale Fire Department, Fort McCoy Fire Department, and Volk Field Fire Department. There was a total of 88 fire personnel on the scene. It was just 3 months ago a fire broke out in downtown Toma at Peking Chinese Restaurant. Multiple businesses are helping out, offering people food, water, and places to stay, as well as clothing for those affected by the fire. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to 63 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at about 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40. Tomorrow, some of the morning showers in the afternoon with a high of 66. Wednesday, colder with light snow and a high of only 27. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great start to your Monday. I know it's a Monday and we'd much rather be on weekend time, but look at us as adults. We're together. We're going to make it through. It's your little pep talk for the day. Sometimes we need it. I feel like I need one myself this Monday. Coffee, donuts all the way around. You know that's how we adult at our best. Here's Michael Sembello, Maniac on Max FM.
You like a knife if the gift becomes the fire.
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
I would die for you. There is Prince. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on a Monday?
Doing great, Maddie. You know, here we are, ready to take on another Monday
another work week. We're just going to roll with it, right? Because we don't have any other choice.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a weird week because the weather is going to be so up and down. I mean, we are talking 63 today, 66 tomorrow, and then 27 for a high. Yeah. It's going to be very, very strange. So pull out the shorts, pull out the winter coat. I mean, you just need everything the next few days to get through.
Because you don't know. Anything can happen
any day. Exactly. And it's kind of a big day in the city of Baraboo because that Highway 33 construction project got underway. So if you forgot about it and it made your commute a lot tougher, we are very, very sorry this morning. Remember, this is going to be an ongoing project and it's a big one. And let's face it, if you ever drove down 8th Avenue in Baraboo, I mean, come on, this needed to be done because it was getting kind of crazy. We like to call it Mater's Road from the one scene in Cars where, you know, Lightning McQueen doesn't take his time to repair the road and Radiator Springs and Mater gets on it for the first time and he's like, it's a new road. And he's, that's what we like to refer to 8th Avenue as. But if you tried to get on it this morning, well, you probably had a few issues because it's pretty much buttoned up in most locations. Now, there is a Facebook page. If you haven't followed it, please do. It's Highway 33 Reconstruction Project. It lays it out nicely. The red portions on the map are the parts of the road that are closed. The green portions are the part that's open. It will be updated as they progress through the project. So again, Highway, and that's HWY 33 Reconstruction Project. So make sure you check that out because this is going to be going for a little bit. But But again, how exciting is it going to be when that road is completely done?
Exactly. Needed to be done.
It needed to be done. Maybe a lot sooner than it was, but I get it. I mean, it takes a long time to find the funds for a project this large, to basically, you know, kind of reorganize and reconfigure everything, because that's essentially what they're going to do. So please be patient. Please be patient. And again, if there's a favorite local business of yours on Highway 33, please still support it somehow. Figure out a way to get over there, because again, this is going to take some time. So everybody's trying to do the best they can. We've all seen projects like this. They're always big. They're always huge. And yes, they feel like a pain, but so worth it at the end. But definitely support those local businesses.
Yeah.
Hopefully, though, it didn't trip anybody up too much this morning, because obviously this has been a topic of conversation for a long time. And the orange barrels have been sitting out along 8th Avenue for days now. Yeah. So hopefully that was your reminder as you were trying to get to work, you know, at least on Friday, that it might be a little tougher on Monday.
Oh,
I'm kind of actually excited. I know at some point in time it's going to get me and I'm going to be like, stupid project.
Right.
But then, but I am very excited about it, because this is one of those things that, you know, every time you drove down it, all you would say in your mind is, wonder when we're going to tackle this road. And now here we are. So it'll be good. Yeah. It'll be
you
good stuff.
You can't make it better unless you work on it. So
that's right. That's right. So patience, people, patience. just don't have a hot cup of coffee in your hand or something right now. I mean, brakes and having to detour and all of that kind of stuff doesn't go well on a Monday morning. Did you guys do anything fun and exciting at your home this weekend?
Nice, relaxing weekend here. My wife's son, Jack, was down from Duluth for a little while. Got to spend some time with little bro and us. And so, yeah, that was kind of cool.
Awesome.
Other than that, it was pretty laid back, which I enjoy. How about you? Did you get to go see your movie?
We did not. We did not. In the parenting phases of life, and Dexter threw a whopper at us this weekend as far as some of the things he's been going through with his anxiety. So it felt like a very much stick to home kind of weekend.
Wow.
And so we've got some work to do. Let's put it like that. We've got some work to do, which we already were tackling, but he kind of threw a new couple of things at us that he and his counselor / therapist, whatever you want to call him, will be probably working through this week at his next appointment, or at least starting to delve into a little bit. But, you know, whenever you hear news like that, it just kind of throws everybody for a loop. It's a little exhausting all at the same time. Nothing major. The kid is fine. He's fine. Yeah. But we have some things to work through. And we knew that his anxiety and his OCD, Boy, oh boy. I feel for him every single day that he gets up out of bed and is able to function in the world in some sort of capacity, because I know how bad his OCD is and I know how bad his anxiety can be. So every day that the kid gets up and he functions in this world, whether it's kind of his snarky, sarcastic Dexter way or it's actually a day where he's handling things all right, I am grateful for every single one of those days, because I can't imagine, after the conversation he and I had this weekend, what it's like going through his world in his head and having to decipher the world every single day. So kudos to my kiddos and anybody who's dealing with mental health issues, anxiety, OCD, because it is a true struggle each and every day. So you guys are real heroes in the world if you're going through any of that stuff, quite honestly, because I just, you know, when he talks as a mom, you just want to hug him and hold him and be like, it's okay, you know, but you know that these are things that he's got to go through himself, which makes it doubly hard. So we did that on Saturday, just kind of stuck close to home. Corey and I went out to eat. Had a few errands to run as well. And then we came home and we watched the Wham! Documentary on Netflix. Okay. We still hadn't gotten to that. So
how was that?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Here's the thing. Everybody, if you were a Wham! Fan, always says, oh, poor Andrew Ridgely. You know, because he kind of got left in the dust after George Michael became George Michael, right? Here's the thing, though. They had a true friendship from the time they were 12 years old. And it was actually Andrew Ridgely who said, you're ready. Go do your thing. You have surpassed anything that we could do together, and really just truly wanted the best for George Michael because of their friendship. When George Michael came out in the 1980s, it was actually to Andrew Ridgeley first, because he just knew that there was going to be no judgment there or anything. So it's kind of eye-opening as far as the friendship, because that was the one thing Corey and I were talking about. How many of those documentaries do you see where you have, like, you see your favorite artists on stage and everything's all happy and it's copacetic and they're having a good time and they're putting out this great music, right? And then you watch these documentaries or you hear from them, and what you find out is after a while, they actually really hated each other. Couldn't work together, didn't want to work together, right? I mean, we hear this time and time again.
It's the age-old story in music.
This was not the case. This was not the case with Andrew Ridgeley and George Michael. It was almost, it was very weird, and I don't want to get too corny and cheesy about it, but it was almost like Andrew Ridgeley just set him free. It was like, you know what? I feel like I'm holding you back a little bit. Let's go do your thing. You are George Michael now. And so it was kind of cool to hear, and to hear George Michael's voice, because there's a lot of, apparently there was an interview that they did together at some point or separately. I'm not really sure, but it's the voice of Andrew Ridgeley and George Michael through the whole thing, which was kind of cool. So to hear George Michael's voice again is just, it's kind of crazy, because 8 years since he left this world.
Yeah.
So it's kind of insane. Yeah, just far too young. So interesting, though. And I think George Michael had a lot of things he was going through, because he felt like he could never really come out to his dad. Obviously, they were of Greek descent, and dad was not going to hear anything about his son being gay. He wanted all the girls to flock to his boy and all of that kind of stuff, and even talks about that in the documentary. So I think there were a lot of things that he had to go through, too, because we all know he died of an overdose. I mean, that's not a secret. So I think there were a lot of things that he was going through in his own world, too. But it was good. I enjoyed it. I mean, if my husband's going to sit down and watch a documentary, I'm always down for a music documentary. And then, of course, he started flipping through Netflix trying to find more musical documentaries. And we landed on This Is Music, I believe is what it's called. I can't remember. I was starting to get a little groggy at that point. But we watched the 40 minutes of how Boys to Men came to be. So that was kind of cool, and how they kind of paved the way for other boy bands following them. And then he watched another one, but I fell asleep at that point.
You know, it's interesting that Andrew Ridgeley would be the one that was kind of, I mean, it's cool, but that he was kind of pushing George to go solo, because Wham was, they were pretty popular.
They were huge. They were huge. But and I think Andrew Ridgeley saw what George Michael was becoming. And it was almost like he didn't want to stay, he didn't want to be in the way of that, because he saw what he was becoming, especially after he performed at Live Aid with Elton John. And that was really when Andrew Ridgeley saw him for who he was going to be and who he was becoming. Sure. And that was pretty much when they made the decision to, I mean, they both kind of, they allude to it in the documentary. It wasn't a said thing at that point yet, because they went on to have like so much success in the United States and things shortly after that. But it was kind of an unsaid, unspoken type of, you know what, we're getting close to the end kind of thing. So it was actually kind of cool, you know, and as you're watching it, you feel bad for Andrew Ridgeley, but then you actually see what a great human being and friend he truly was to George Michael. And he was one of the last to see him before he passed away. So they were still obviously very close and had a lot of communication even after the breakup of Wham. So I don't know. It was good. It was interesting.
Yeah,
that's
I haven't
for sure.
gotten around to that one. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. I mean, you know, it's an 80s band, and if my husband, again, is going to watch a documentary, at least he keeps it a little interesting, I guess. Then yesterday, he had to work all day. He was at the station, and Dexter and I hung out at home. We got a bunch of stuff done at the house, which is always nice. It's kind of good to start checking stuff off your list. And then one of our favorite shows on Max is Tokyo Vice, right? And so that's such a great show, based on a true story. And it's a reporter, an American reporter, who goes over to Japan and basically starts writing about the Yakuza. and gets kind of mixed up in that mob world because of the truth he's trying to tell, right? And in Japan, especially at the time, because this is set in the late 80s, early 90s, and I don't know what it's like now. I've never been. But there was a lot of, it was kind of grimy, right? There was a lot of corruption throughout the government, a lot of government officials wrapped up in the Yakuza getting paid off for keeping their mouths shut, for letting things slide. So it was kind of a gritty, ugly world. And so he's a newspaper reporter in Japan writing about all this and kind of gets wrapped up in that world as he's trying to basically expose and shed light on what's going on. And the first season ended like at the end of 2021 or late early 2022.
Okay.
And so we had to go back and watch the recap at the start of every show from the first season because it'd been so long since we'd watched this and we couldn't remember everything. So we wanted to get all the highlights. So we went back and we watched all the recaps from each show in the first season. And then we were able to start season two. But you know what? So far, so good. You know, sometimes how a season gets a little disappointing and you're like, writing's not as good. It's not as crisp. This is not as exciting. Still right up there as far as the first couple episodes go anyway. So that's what we did to end our Sunday night with some white chicken chili in the slow cooker and cornbread. I mean, I don't know.
Nothing wrong with that. Come on.
I don't think it gets much better than that, right? Other than that, just kind of a low profile kind of weekend. It was pretty low key around here. So I always take that. It's always good.
And the weather was,
Saturday kind of sucked. It was a little cold out there, right?
Yeah.
Like it was not great on Saturday. It was beautiful. Aspie and I spent, a good couple of hours just exploring outside. We went for our normal walk and then all of a sudden she decided she was going to tromp through the woods out here and she was going to go find and sniff things. So we spent about an hour and a half, 2 hours outside just tromping around and letting her just get her nose to the ground. So it was a good all in all kind of weekend. That's for
nice.
Sure. I like a quiet one. They're always good, right?
Yeah.
When you can just kind of chill and just kind of flow back into another work week and hopefully not getting stuck on traffic on 8th Avenue today, on 33, 8th, whatever you want to call it, because it's going to be expansive, that's for sure. Hey, we've got to take a look at this forecast because you mentioned how nice it was yesterday. Today going to be equally as awesome. Lots of sunshine and warm as well. It's going to be breezy, though. We're talking gusts to about 30 by this afternoon. 63, though, for a high today. My goodness. Partly cloudy down to 40 tonight. Then tomorrow we're going to see some sun in the morning with showers though by the afternoon. 66 for a high. And then Wednesday, it's just like Mother Nature pulls the rug right out from underneath of us because it's going to be colder. Light snow showers expected with a high only around 27. Now remember, our low tonight is 40. The high on Wednesday is 27. So that tells you where it's going to end up and how awful it's going to be. It's going to be really cold though after 66, isn't it? Right now, it is 28.
The dark side's calling out on the misery. She'll never know just how I feel. From out of the shadows, she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. We'll be right back.
John Cafferty on the Dark Side. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. So all of a sudden, Finn, our computer system decided that when I hit the next event, it was just going to play whatever it wanted to play this morning. I don't know why
you
it chose
no
to
choice.
Do this. I did. I really, truly didn't have a choice on that one. That one was kind of ridiculous and out of my control. But here we are on a Monday.
It's
nothing
right.
wants to work. It's fine.
A little bit of a Eddie and the Cruisers flashback there.
It just it's came okay. as a surprise to me. If it came to as a surprise to you as well, I was like, wait, that is not what we were supposed to be doing here. So here's the thing, though. We had some great commercials to hear from some of our amazing sponsors. So I've reloaded those in. We're going to hear from them yet this morning. I promise I'll get them in because, well, you know, it's how we pay the bills around here. And we're super yeah. appreciative of their business and what they do for us here at Max FM.
No matter what the computer wants to do.
It's going
to
be one of those days. I can feel it. We're not going to get along this morning, I'm
afraid. Don't set yourself up now.
This is true. I don't want to set myself up for failure. Speaking of setting yourself up for failure, this is great. So do you remember last week there was this big issue with AT&T where absolutely nobody had any service?
Outages, yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible. Tens of thousands of customers were affected when a botched network update kept people from being able to use their cell phones for up to 12 hours. Well, customers were demanding to be reimbursed, and AT&T will actually credit their accounts. Each person will get $5 applied automatically.
Ooh, now
that doesn't
spenders.
Seem exactly. It obviously doesn't seem like much, but AT&T says $5 is the average cost of a full day of service. I know what I pay monthly. It's nowhere near $5. Let's put it like that. Plus, they probably didn't have to give anything. I mean, it's hard to get anything out of companies for service disruptions these days. Now, AT&T says that they recognize the frustration the outage caused and know that they've let their customers down. They also said they're taking steps to prevent errors like this one from happening again in the future. Obviously, they weren't going to elaborate too much. So $5, if you're an AT&T customer, you can see that potentially applied on a bill in the near future. Now, I don't know how far out this is going to take or how many months it's going to take. If it's going to be on your next one, it'll be interesting to see. But $5. I know
like
what we pay.
Squeezing blood from a turnip,
right?
Isn't it?
I yeah. know what we pay for cell phone coverage. I can honestly say that it is $5 for a day of service would be pretty darn cool, but that's not what we're paying.
Thanks, Ma Bell. Thanks.
It kind of makes you go back to those landlines, doesn't yeah,
exactly.
it? The old rotary phones? Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Seems like things would be a whole lot easier if we were doing that. I also have to touch on this because there was a big story that came out this weekend. You know, everybody's been enamored with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and that whirlwind romance that we've been watching unfold before our eyes. I know some people are sick of it. Some people don't care at this point. Some people are just glad football's over so they don't have to hear about it anymore. All of those feelings are legit. I get it, right? Well, of course, we all know that relationships have give and take, and this is going to be interesting to see if Travis Kelce is cool with what Taylor Swift is taking from him, because it reported includes his ability to visit any sort of strip clubs. Now, this is according to a not always reliable British tabloid, okay? So you got to take it all with a grain of salt. Uh-huh. But apparently, Taylor has banned Travis from visiting any sort of nudie bar after seeing him wearing a t-shirt from the Crazy Horse 3 in Vegas after a game against the Raiders earlier this year. She also wants him to FaceTime her instead of texting when they're apart because, quote, she secretly wants to see where he is and who he's with.
Uh-oh.
She doesn't seem like the jealous kind of type, though. So again, you got to take it with a grain of salt because this is like basically the Britain's version of the Enquirer. Okay.
Sure.
She also is changing up his look. She supposedly gave him $500,000, according to this tabloid, to step up his wardrobe. Now, a source close to the situation says that she loves that he likes to take chances with his style choices, but some of his outfits have been suspect. Now, FYI, Taylor isn't trying to change Travis. She's just helping him evolve to meet this new level of fame, which I can also see. I mean, you can call it whatever you want. Essentially, she's trying to make some tweaks. We've all been there, though, right? He was just in Australia to catch her on tour, but he was back in Vegas by Saturday. He was literally there for 48 hours, and he was partying hard with Patrick Mahomes at a club. By the way, it was just players only at that particular party for the Chiefs. There were no spouses, no girlfriends, or anything involved in that one. So it had nothing to do with, you know, Travis trying to sneak one by while Taylor wasn't around, kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
He literally, it was like a boys' weekend in Vegas after winning the Super Bowl. So kind of interesting. We'll see. Who knows if there's any merit to it, though, whatsoever. But
well, if there is, Travis might want to reach out to Ben Affleck, because I think Ben Affleck has been through the similar situation with J-Lo.
Yeah.
So do you think that they have that conversation then, because she's trying to retool his wardrobe? Do you
think her people have had that conversation with him. I don't know so much if she has, but I think her people have.
He walks out and he's got something on, and her people say, is that what you're really going to wear?
Yeah.
Is that what?
I think that's probably how it goes down. I really, truly think it is, because, you know, she's got marketing people. She's got publicists. She's got wardrobe people. She's got hair people. She's got makeup people. I mean, it's Taylor Swift. Hello. She's worth billions. She's got every kind of people you can possibly imagine. And so I'm sure that this team has probably thrown a little bit of time into Travis Kelce as well. Something tells me, though, Travis Kelce is just going to be Travis Kelce, right? Like, I don't know how much he's actually going to change, which is why I said you got to take it all with a grain of salt and consider the source from a tabloid. Yeah. But I mean, you know, if that's how the two crazy kids want to go about this world, ladies, we've all been guilty of making tweaks here and there. It's fine. It's
exactly.
Fine. My husband had a mullet when I met him. No more. No more. That went away.
Have you ever busted him on his clothing decisions?
Yes, I have. Yeah. And I'll be honest about it, because here's the thing. He's partially colorblind, right? Like, not horribly, but he has a really hard time differentiating some colors. Greens and reds are difficult. And anytime you have any sort of blue next to a black or a gray, it's basically all the same shade to him. So when I met him, not only did he have a mullet, but he had the same version of the shirt. So we called it the 2003 version, 2004 version, 2005 version, because it was basically the same reiteration of the same shirt from the same company.
Yeah.
He just went out and bought the new version every single year. Exactly. But it was easy, because he knew that it was gray. He knew he could wear it with jeans. He knew he could wear it with dress pants, whatever it was. He knew it was gray. So yes, I will honestly say I've busted him on it. And like, when we went to the Chromeo concert the first time, when we went out there to San Francisco for our anniversary last year, he brought his typical polo shirt along, right? Because that's what my husband is comfortable in, which is cool. It doesn't bother me at all. He loves polos. He loves khakis when he dresses up. They're easy, whatever. That's cool. I'm happy to, you know, make sure that they're pressed and ready to go for him. But I looked at him and I was like, really? You're going to go see Dave and P-Thug wearing your dad polo and your sneakers? Like seriously, maybe just tweak it up just a little, like maybe one step up, you know, from the typical polo. And he's like, yeah, what if Dave looks at me? And I was like, okay, we're way in the back. Dave is not going to see you way in the back. But as long as you're willing to go shopping, I'll let you imagine whatever you want at this moment in time. So yes, he did. He went and got a couple of things. And so I only bust him in moments like that, right? Like, if we're going somewhere where I know the dad polo is going to stick out way, way too much, then yes, I'll be like, maybe we need to try something different today.
Well, us guys know that we shouldn't bust the ladies on their wardrobe choices, because that's not a good idea.
But see, he will say to me, he'll be like, oh, we're going with sweatpants again today, huh? Okay. You know, and legit, that's legit. I do love my sweatpants. So that's a legit comment, and I don't take offense to it, because by that point, if he says something, I know it's been way too many days that I've chosen to not get out of my sweatpants. So, and by the way, I have about 13 different pair. They're all black, so I can rotate them in and out, and they're always clean. They're just the same pants, so I can't really bust him too much for his 2003 through 2007 version of the same shirt, quite honestly. But
turnabout is fair play. Come on.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So that's why I always say I pick on him, but he has far more material to work with than I do. I mean, he truly does. If he did any sort of shift on this radio station, he'd have content for days. He'd never have to open a prep service in his life. Content for days. But interesting. It'll be interesting to see how true these tabloid rumors of Taylor trying to change Travis up are.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know if it's so much her as her people. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like she's kind of quirky and got her own little things that she does too. I feel like if any of these are true, it's more her people surrounding her trying to get him to evolve a little bit.
The PR
maybe
people, the image people.
Yeah, because it's Taylor Swift. There's definitely an image to uphold there. there, right? Mm-hmm. So they're not going to just let any schlub walk around next to her.
Yeah. That kind of taints her image a little bit.
Exactly. You know? I mean, she seems pretty cool with Travis, you know?
Who's the slob she's walking around
right?
with?
Yeah. She seems pretty cool to be out and about with him and doesn't seem to be too upset, hold his hand when you see him going to and from dinner and you catch all those photos or when you saw him at the bars after the game or, you know, any of that. She doesn't seem to be too upset by it. But I'm sure there's publicists and marketing people at play at this point in time, too. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. We're going to just pray to the computer gods that our playout system here wants to work
crossed.
This morning. That's right. So hopefully we can hear from some of our amazing sponsors, but we'll take a look at your forecast. 60s today and tomorrow, and then big plummet by the middle of the week with maybe some light snow. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Thursday, we have our February farm consignment online-only auction ending at 9 a.m. This auction features farm machinery as well as construction equipment, feed, vehicles, trailers, and much more. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Next week, we have several upcoming auctions as well, including the Audrey Jensen online-only auction on Tuesday, a 231-acre real estate auction located in the town of Plain that is also Tuesday at 11 a.m. That auction will be held at our auction facility. It'll be sold in four parcels. More details on our website. And then next week, on Thursday, we have the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni and Honey Creek Snowmobile Club consignment auction ending. That catalog is also open and posted for bidding at gavinbros.com. There are previews coming up for that auction on this next upcoming weekend, as well as Wednesday the 6th. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Individual state wrestling in the books. You can check out WIAWI.org for all of the details and final finishers. Milton's Tyson Peach gets the victory at 138 in the Division I tournament. Cole Starbacker of Stoughton, a runner-up finish at 144. Top finisher for Reedsburg, Jesus Gonzalez at 215, was able to finish third place at state. That was all in the Division I tournament. For Division II, fourth place finish for Drake Grozda of Mauston at 120. Lodi's Braden Dorhurst finished fourth at 144 there in Division II. His teammate Mason Lane also with a fourth place finish at 175. Espen Swears with a second-place finish at that same weight class from Mauston. Also won 13 in Division II. It was Nick Ersland of Wisconsin Dells finishing fifth place for that event. And Harry Keppen of Lodi, a fourth-place finish at 285. Again, check out WIAWI.org for all of the results. Congratulations to all the wrestlers competing at state over the weekend. Girls basketball WIA tournament has played down to the sectional semifinal games. For Division II, back on Friday night, Reedsburg got the win over Sauk Prairie. 60-51 was the final there. They then go on to meet West Salem, where West Salem gets the 68-34 win to advance on to the sectional semifinal. They'll meet number two Onalaska, victorious over Sparta and DeForest for this weekend. Number one on the other side of that bracket, McFarland able to go through Mount Horeb and Jefferson. They'll meet Elkhorn after Elkhorn was able to top both Monona Grove and Milton this weekend. In Division 2 for Sectional 2, Beaver Dam is going to be at Portage on Thursday as they'll be meeting Watertown in that sectional semifinal. Pewaukee and Grafton on the other side of that bracket. Division 3 for Sectional 1, Wisconsin Dells got a win over Arcadia with a score of 48-33. They then were beaten by Elk Mound at 51-32, the final on Saturday. Elk Mound will now meet Aquinas after they got wins over Viroqua and Altoona. In Sectional 3 for Division 3, it's Edgewood winners over both Bigfoot and Prairie du Chien. Lake Mills on the other side of the 2 seed will be going against number 1 Wapaun. That game is going to be played at Lodi. And Poinette goes on a run in Division 4, gets the first win over St. Mary Springs, follows that up with taking down number 1 Living Word Lutheran, 62-55 the final there. Number 4 Poinette will now meet Winnebago Lutheran at Partyville. That also is going to be on Thursday evening. Again, for all the bracket results and details, go to WIAWI.org. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to 63 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at about 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, showers in the afternoon with a high of 66. Wednesday, colder with light snow and a high of only 27. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
99.7.
7:46 right now. I'm so glad that commercial break worked flawlessly. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us 355-9970. John Mellencamp now on Max FM. Crumbling Down, there is John Mellencamp, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:50 right now, Finn, and we have some birthdays that we have to celebrate today. Of course, before we jump in here to the celebrity side, and this is one of the shortest celebrity lists ever, by the way, if you are celebrating today or know somebody who is, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Like, there's not even 10 celebrities on this list today. It's kind of crazy, I know. So the first one on the list is Taylor Dooley, Lava Girl and Shark Boy and Lava Girl. You notice there's not much else to the resume there, because once you've been Lava Girl, I don't know where you go from there. She is celebrating her 31st birthday today. Oh. Teresa Palmer. Yeah, what?
No, it's 31. Wow.
Yes,
it's,
I know.
It didn't seem like it was that long ago, but
I know. What was she, like, Lava 14 in that movie or something?
I almost did a spit take there.
I know. It's been a while. Yeah. Teresa Palmer, the blonde from the Point Break remake. You might also know her from Hacksaw Ridge, Warm Bodies, I Am Number 4, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, and the Nicholas Sparks movie, The Choice. She's celebrating her 38th birthday. Nate Roos, who is the singer from the bands Fun and The Format. You might also know him from Pink's song, Just Give Me a Reason. He is celebrating his 42nd birthday today. Corinne Bailey Ray, who's a British singer. She did the song Put Your Records On. I know, you probably have to go to YouTube to find that one.
Anyway, an all right song.
It was okay, vaguely. But again, nobody plays it, and YouTube's probably the most likely place that you're going to find it. Yeah. She's celebrating her 45th birthday today. Erykah Badu is 53. Of course, her real name is Erica Wright. She had one hit, On and On. She's probably best known for being the baby mama to one of the Outkast members. I believe it's Andre 3000 that she was the baby mama to. In fact, a couple of their songs, not so flattering songs, are actually after because of Erykah Badu.
Oh, really?
Wow. That I do know. Some of the most unflattering songs that Outkast put out were about her and their relationship. Okay. Mostly because of her mom, it sounds like, though. If you read anything about that relationship, it was pretty tumultuous anyway, but her mom didn't really help matters and kind of got into the middle of things. So that's what Andre 3000 liked to really base his music on, was that experience. Mark Dacascos, who was WoFat on Hawaii 5-0, when that was a show on CBS. You can still catch that on reruns most days on ION. He was also Eric Draven on the TV version of The Crow and the extremely nimble host of Iron Chef America. He's celebrating his 60th birthday today. And then we're already at the end of the celebrity list with this one. And really, does it get much bigger than this? Michael Bolton is celebrating a birthday today. He is 71 years old.
Wow.
71 Bolton, for Michael Bolton.
71.
Crazy. I know, and at least he got rid of the mullet, so that makes sense now. We aren't trying to rock that anymore at 71. I feel like mullets are one of those things that you can only have for a certain moment in time, right? Like, there's a certain age. They're never really okay, but if you're going to have one, I feel like there's a certain age where you should be able to pull them off, and then a certain age where you should know when, you know, to go see a hairstylist. Like, that's how I feel about
it. I know
them.
I did my time with the mullet. But there's a point where you have to come to terms with the fact that the journey is over. You can grow your hair in back as long as you want to grow it, but on top, not so much.
Yes,
so,
and that's where Michael Bolton was, I feel like. And we'll play some Michael Bolton here this morning. Now, as long as we're talking about mullets, before we get to the celebrity side of, or to the local side of things, the inaugural Florida Man Games went down this weekend in St. Augustine, Florida. They actually happened on Saturday. Organizers say they were a huge success. And if you haven't heard of these, it's basically the Olympics for Florida crazies. And I only bring this up because there were events that included things like the best mullet contest. There was a mud duel with pool noodles and an evading arrest obstacle course where actual cops chased people down. Now, really, at this point, we're not sure how many fans ultimately showed up to catch all of these great events, including one of the greatest mullets I've ever seen in my life, because I've seen the photos. But tickets for this cost around $50, and they were expecting about 5,000 people. Here's the best quote of the day, all right? It came from a guy by the name of James Gordon, who won the barbecue, pork, and sausage Beach speed eating contest. He said, quote, I've lived in Florida my whole life. They're calling these events, but I'm calling this friggin' Tuesday afternoon. I was like, oh, doesn't that just speak volumes?
Yes, it does.
Now, the only real issue was that there were no women's divisions. The only event for women was a Florida Ma'am pinup contest. All right. Okay. Now we just warped into like 1952. One of the judges at the games, though, was Lori Fedrick, who played Ice on American Gladiators, if you remember that from way back in the 80s, early 90s. Mm-hmm. She suggested they add events for ladies next year or even hold a separate Florida woman games. I'm assuming there were some women. I seen some pictures of the crowd that could rock the mullet as well. I'm sure it'll be fine. They'll get some contestants. It'll be good. Yeah, so
you
there you
mix
go.
Mix that up. Yeah.
Yeah, you really do. Very, so, yeah. So, yeah. So, Michael Bolton, he would have been with that 90s mullet, he would have been right in fashion at the Florida Man Games this weekend. Now, we do have a couple of local birthdays we got to pass along this morning. Bonnie Shervin is celebrating. So, very, very happy birthday to Bonnie. Martha Johansson is also on our list. Martha, you have a wonderful day. And Wendy McPherson is also celebrating a birthday today. So, happy birthday to Wendy as well. Now, if you happen to be celebrating a birthday or even an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM also hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to this list, we make it super easy, Finn. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Taking a quick look at this forecast right now, sunny, warm, and breezy today, 63 for a high. I mean, it seems like a great May day, except we're at the end of February, so
exactly.
It kind of throws everybody for a loop a little bit. But, I mean, we're not going to complain too much, especially when we get to Wednesday of this week. Partly cloudy with a high low near 40 tonight. Then tomorrow, some sun in the morning. Now, we could see some showers by the afternoon with a high right around 66. And then Wednesday is when really we kind of lose all of this greatness because it's just going to be cold and yucky. Light snow also possible. And the high on Wednesday is only 27. Now, remember, it's already 32 out right now. And the high on Wednesday is only 27. So that tells you how much Mother Nature really does dislike us on certain days.
Yeah. We knew this was going to be a crazy week.
It's
going to be hard to keep track of which day, you know, just keep in mind Wednesday's the day where it all takes a turn.
That's yes, it does. You know, and I'm looking at this forecast right now. I mean, we're talking 27 on Wednesday. Then by Thursday, we're back to near 50. Then we have mid-50s. We have 60, 66, 63, back down to 37, back down to 39. Obviously, those are a way out, so subject to change. Yeah. But that just tells you where we're at as far as the weather systems go right now. And we're going to be very up and down. So one day, you're going to want the shorts. One day, you're going to want the winter coat, maybe the same, maybe different outfits in one day, depending on how it goes. Like you could start out with shorts in the morning, winter coat by the afternoon, because that's essentially what this time of year means in the upper Midwest, apparently. Thank you, Mother Nature. We appreciate all you do for us. Right now, it's 32.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors. Now, more about your public health department.
Public Health Sauk County aims to make Sauk County a place where all who live, work, and visit here can thrive. We do this through a number of programs, services, and initiatives. For example, our environmental health staff make sure your water and food are safe to consume. Our nurses support young families with home visits, and our community health team is working to prevent the use of alcohol and tobacco among our youth. These are just a few of the ways in which we work to make Sauk County a healthy place for everyone. In the coming weeks, you will have an opportunity to share your thoughts about the health of Sauk County. Public Health, in partnership with the Ho-Chunk Nation and area hospitals, will be conducting a community survey to hear from you about what is working well and what needs improvement. Stay tuned to hear more about Public Health Sauk County and how you can contribute to the health of your community.
This has been the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
Okay, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you